Santo. We are live from Atlanta Falcons training camp here at Flowery Branch, Georgia, as day one of practice starts. Our guys, well, they got here yesterday. They showed up to camp, checked into their rooms, and now we're ready to go to day 9:30, the first open practice of the year. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He is the All-American National Champion. He did this five times.
Yeah.
Training camp here with the Atlanta Falcons. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And I have a bone to pick with you and your little mafia crew. But I'll get to that in a few minutes. And she is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of tofu, the leader and founder of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack, not to be confused with Amy. And back at the studio, we do have the most vanilla man in radio. His serial lists aren't that bad, though. Give him a break. Mr. Dylon Matthews. And on the ones and twos here at Flowery Branch, as always, Mr. Gordon G. Robinson in the house for us.
The commissioner. The commissioner G. Robinson.
That's right. It's the commissioner's report today.
All right, go ahead and start with your mafia problem.
Yeah, what's the issue already?
Let's go ahead and get this out on the
table.
It's day one of training camp. I'd like to start with a clean slate.
One or two things is true. Either I am such a celebrity that I can't even go to dinner anymore, Gordon, without being interrupted, or you sent a hit out on me to interrupt my personal life. I'm sitting there minding my own business at Cancun's, having a frozen margarita the night before camp starts. Me and Pork Chop, Amy, and then my neighbor and his daughter. And I can't even get dinner. Mark's Mafia. Lost by. And I think it was our boy Harrison who lives up there and listens. But, I mean, is this what you're trying to do to me? You're trying to interrupt
my life?
You're
giving me too much credit, man. You're giving me way too much credit. So, I didn't put a hit out on you. I had my own kind of stuff going on. But you're giving me way too much credit.
Mafia.
So I'm just too big of a celebrity these days. I can't even go to dinner anymore. I'm going to find a new place to go to dinner or get a private booth.
Doesn't sound like this person was a fan, though. I mean, that's the thing.
Well,
you can't
they
claim
know
celebrity if they're not a fan.
Mike, what you should realize is if they recognize you, they're a fan, whether they like it or not.
No.
They either hate you or love you, and either way, it sounds like a fan to me.
Sometimes people just hate listen, and hey, that's flattering as well. We'll take those, as long as you're a listener. Well, I do want to talk about everything we've got going on the show today before we break down exactly what's happening right now out here in Flowery Branch. 6:20, we're going to cover some college football news surrounding the playoffs and opinions on that. 6:40, guys, we've got Throwback Thursday trivia.
Wow.
We're tied, right, Alan?
Yeah, you guys are tied. 4-4. Yeah, it's going to be interesting for you guys to yell out your names in the middle of Flowery Branch right now.
Mike, you are out, but I'm tied with you. I am ahead of Abe, ahead of Dylan, and Grant wiped the floor with me on the Saturday baseball show.
Well, that's a different format of trivia that we did with Grant, but there is what we're learning with Throwback Thursday trivia is there's a skill to it, and you know, Dylan and Abe just don't know how to play the game quite yet. So Bo annihilated them. And then at some point today, we're going to have Dave Archer joining us probably in the 8 a.m. hour. And we get to get into, can we get into who we're going to talk to after practice today? Or do we want to keep that a mystery?
Yeah, no. Absolutely. No, absolutely talk about it. Look, these are all out there. We can talk about it. You're going to hear from tomorrow. We're going to play it, but today we'll talk to Drake London. And I got some questions about what some think will be his breakout season, yet it's already happened, I believe, but can't wait to get it with Drake. I know Dukes and Bell have Michael Penix Jr. later today for you. Raheem's going to join Andy and Randy right after practice. It's all happening.
Yeah, I'm curious, and I can't wait to catch up with Drake. And obviously, we got a chance to talk to him last year, but the same storylines kind of apply in an unfortunate way. We talked to him last year, and we're like, look, man, three starting quarterbacks in 3 years. You know what I mean? How do you keep that level of consistency? Here we are in year four, and you're like, four starting quarterbacks in 4 years. How do you keep that level of consistency? But I remember talking to him last year. I was like, dude, you're the best 50-50 ball player in the NFL, in my opinion. I still have that opinion, even more so after last season. So it'd be good to catch up with him again and get the latest on where he's at.
Well, if you want to check out our setup, I did take a little video, but I didn't realize it was video. It's up on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. It is a little bit dark out here. Clearly, it is 6:07 in the morning, so unfortunately, it's not the best lighting. In fact, I'm not sure you can see Mike Johnson's face in it, but
by design.
You can check it out at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. Now, getting into everything today, it is kind of the calm before the storm, guys. But what are you expecting to see at day one of training camp today?
Well. They're going to have to keep – Mike's going to have to keep me off the field today from running out there and, like, running some drills and stuff. I'm so pumped to be here. It didn't hit me how excited I was for football season really, truly, until we walked back, Allie, earlier, and we checked out the field. The fields are lined up and everything, and Allie and I got a little exclusive peek. All of a sudden – it was like I got just juiced up. I'm just pumped. I'm ready to go. I cannot wait. I just want to see. Look, there's nothing, and I don't know, Mike may feel differently. But to me, there's nothing you're really going to see that's like, yeah, we're ready, Super Bowl or bust. You know, nothing like that. It's just to see the guys out there and know that in, 14 days, I think, we're going to be playing football. August 8th is the first game, maybe 15. It just all of a sudden feels like it's go time, and it couldn't come at a better time with some of the other things that are happening in our sports landscape in the city with, you know, failures. And now we get to see a football season that, to me, has a lot of hopes and dreams.
Yeah, it's a new beginning of sorts, and obviously you feel that way every year in the NFL. That's what makes the NFL so great. It's like you'd never know from year to year who's really going to be good, who's going to fall off. You have an idea, and you have teams where there's continuity, but when you look at what the Atlanta Falcons are looking forward to, it does feel like the arrow is pointing up, and so that's a nice feeling. And Bo talked about walking out there and seeing the field and how he got the juices flowing yesterday. I was doing a little bit of show prep, doing a little bit of research myself and looking towards those preseason games. I think got the Lions first, the Titans in preseason week two, started looking into those teams. And Bo and I were texting back and forth, and I was like, I am so ready for this. Like, I feel so great about football season coming up and everything we've got going on. So it is. You have some of those jitters, I think, when you walk out here. I still, like we talked about the other day, I get the anxiety of the players of knowing that nothing else in your life for the most part matters for the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is like you basically have to get anything, and Bo does this to an extent because he travels with the team, but you basically, anything that you want to do over the next 6 months, you need to get filed away right now. Like, it needs to already have been taken care of right now, or else you might not get it done. And that specifically goes for these football players, and definitely over the next month, because they will be doing everything up here at this facility and taking care of everything they need to do right here. So, and we'll be right here along with them.
It's funny that he says that, Allie. Mine's nowhere near the commitment that these guys have. I'm not in this building for 10 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week. I do travel with them, yes. But I did this last year. I'm already doing it again. I do it, I think, every year. I'm telling me, man, you better get – if it's going to get done, it's going to get done with it before the 8th, because I'm done after that, like, mm-hmm. everything. I'm working on my golf cart because I know that it's not going to get fixed during the season. Did that with the nursery last year and everything. I was like, yeah, I'll get to it in February. And that's exactly what I did. Mike's right. Fans are hard on players because – We put a lot into it too. You know, a lot of fans they buy stuff. They buy tickets. They travel. You know, Falcons have a good fan base that travels, and so they put in all this. So they expect something out of it as well. And we forget that how much work these guys put in on a day to day basis. So when you see them on a Tuesday in the middle of the day, like, and there's like a lake day or something, and you're like, why aren't you working? It's like, well, this is their one day off, one day, and most of them went into the building, did film study, did a workout, got treatment, and it's just like there's 3 hours of their one day off that they get to enjoy.
And I will, before we go any further too, I do want to give credit to, like, coaching staff, support staff, and everything else. We rolled in here at 5 a.m., and that weight room was already bumping right mm-hmm. behind us, the brand-new weight room that obviously kept fans away last year when you talked about the construction zone. I walked in here. It's a beautiful facility, and if you guys are coming out here over the next couple of weeks, you'll get a chance to see it as you kind of walk through the parking lot. It's incredible to look in there. But, I mean, there is probably, 20 people in there getting their pump now, and it's 6 a.m.
I don't think it's – I think we can say this. I'm watching Raheem Morris work out right now. Literally, he was here right when we pulled up.
Yeah.
And then he walked in the building. He's down there getting his workout in. So if you wonder why Raheem Morris looks in like such good shape, because he works out at 6 a.m. every morning. I mean, and then he goes and does all the long day that he will have.
Well, and since it is mainly coaches and staff right now that are in there working out, I am curious, Mike, 6'12", you know, when you were here at training camp, what were you doing at this point in time?
I would say that I was probably doing a cold plunge, like a contrast, hot, cold, and you would get that in before your workout, which I think for us, for the veterans, I think was around 7 a.m., and I think you ended up getting, you know, meeting started around 8. I can't remember all the specifics, but it was something like that. You know, you would get whatever you needed to be done. If you had any, you know, nagging injuries, things like that, you go get your treatment early in the morning at 6 a.m. I would always do a contrast before I would go get a workout in to make sure I didn't pull any muscles, which most people probably do, and then you would get that knocked out before you headed into meetings all day. And then, you know, meetings go to walkthrough, which goes to lunch, which goes to practice, which goes to press, which goes to, you know, everything else, the post-practice meetings, which goes in, you know, individual, offense, team, and everything else throughout the rest of the evening. So these guys, like we talked about this yesterday a little bit, Alex, they have 10-hour days now or 12-hour days. It's capped by the NFLPA. That was not a thing. Not a thing 15 years ago when I showed up at this place. My rookie year was before the 2011 CBA, which was before the lockout. And
you got 1 year.
I got 1 year of that brutal, just two-a-day grind. You know, I think the only rule was you couldn't have 2 days on back-to-back days when I was here. That's rough.
Was it for 1 year with Mike Smith? I think it was 14. I think it was the Hard Knocks year because there was this mantra that the Falcons just weren't tough in the trenches. And that's not a shot. Mike knows what I'm talking about. And I feel like y'all did, like, the Oklahoma drill. Was that 14?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Like,
yeah,
you were
it was
there.
14.
Because I remember, like, it felt like Mike Smith was trying to send a message to not only – I don't even think it was to y'all. I think it was to the fans and the rest of the league. Like,
he was trying to set a tone.
Yeah.
This
is what we are. This is what we're about. And because Mike and the reason I say that was the mantra about the team is because Mike Smith addressed it in Hard Knocks.
Yeah, he definitely did, and I completely agree with you. I remember that specific instance because I spent most of 2012 at the tight end position, and then 2013 is when I had an ankle injury that kept me from – I was in line to start. And then working my way back from that ankle injury, they were like, hey, you're going to split time with offensive line, doing tight end reps as well. And I remember distinctly both the reps I had in that training camp in Oklahoma, Drew. The first one I think was against – it wasn't Lawrence Sidbury, but it was somebody along. Maybe it was Cliff Matthews at the time. And then they made me flip over and go do tight end. And I went against Paul Warlow over at the other drive. I remember it distinctly because he was trying to set a tone, and that's what you do early on in training camp. You're trying to set the tone specifically when the pads come on here in a few days.
And see, that's the crazy thing is I remember so much about the training camps that Mike was a part of. Because it was early in my, you know, my career covering it and everything.
So you're wide-eyed, ready to take it all in.
Allie, I can tell you I probably remember more about the training camps he was a part of than the two that him and I have sat on the sidelines and watched. Mm. Isn't it crazy how that is? But it is. Maybe I was young. Maybe my memory was better. I didn't kill all these brain cells yet. I don't know. but I can tell you that I remember so much and – I think sometimes it kind of throws him off because I'm like, hey, remember that time at practice when you did this and then this happened? And he's like, no, wait,
what?
Hold on.
What?
I do kind of remember that. How do you remember that?
Yeah, that is true.
Well, we've been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, but we are finally here. Falcons training camp kicks off today, and coming up next, Dan Lanning is giving his opinion on the college football playoffs. When he wants them to wrap up, we'll talk about it next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.